Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. This Arizona Saturday morning, your Arizona homeowners tradition for the last 25 years. Happy to say, humble to say, and proud to say all at the same time. We are the number one radio show in all of Arizona from Friday to Sunday. We are the number one weekend talk show heard by more people than any other program on the air this weekend. And we owe all that thanks to you, the Arizona homeowners, for tuning in and trusting us to continue week after week for 3 hours, give you the information you need to manage, repair, maintain, or remodel your house, home, castle, or cabin. We appreciate it and thank you from the bottom of our heart.
Absolutely.
Let's see if we can get to some more callers. We've got a couple people that have been on hold for a while, and let's get them taken care of. We've got John calling from Tucson. John, good morning. What is your question, sir? Go ahead.
Good morning. So here's my question. I have a, you know, I have a wife just started menopause and dealing with hot flashes, and she likes the bedroom freezing cold. Well, my house, I got a 2,200 square foot ranch style home, you know, and I don't like having to cool the whole house down to 70 degrees for her at night. Is there a way that, you know, with that they can come in and modify my system? You know, I only have one air conditioning unit. I don't have the dual. To cool my bedroom separately.
Yeah, there is. John, and it can be fairly simple. You can actually get to a big hardware store, and they have room air conditioners. Now, you will have to drill a hole and vent fresh air from the outside.
Yeah.
And you can point that thing right at her side of the bed.
Yep. She can grow icicles.
You can grow, yeah, to the point of growing icicles. Just completely off the subject, I saw a commercial that I didn't read it carefully, but Tempur-Pedic beds now have beds that will cool and heat.
Mm-hmm. I thought of you.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Man.
I saw that too. Yeah.
So I haven't looked into it. I don't know anything about it. I've never bought a Tempur-Pedic bed because they make me feel claustrophobic. You sink into that foam and it feels like somebody's coming to reach up and grab you. And let me out of here. And they're hot.
That might be a good option for John as well, though, just to have a
take a look at that. Yeah. But, yeah, John, I can tell you that these little one-room air conditioners that you buy, they cost about $300,
mm-hmm,
and you can expect to get, you know, a couple years use out of it, maybe 3-4 years use of it. You know, maybe by then they'll have your wife's medication adjusted. To be
offset. Don't even go. That's that topic for another show, Rosie. You know better than that.
Is she listening? I bet she's about ready to kill you.
John, they do make the unit. Now, if you want a more permanent solution, they have what are called mini splits, and they're little mini air handlers that mount in the room that run a Freon line to an outside evaporator, and they're called mini splits. Where are you in Tucson?
I'm actually in Vail.
You're down in Vail?
Yes, sir.
You don't have time to run over to Green Valley today, do you?
Well, I might be able to. It's not too far.
Well, at Green Valley Cooling and Heating, they're running an open house right now from 10 a.m. to 2. They have raffles, food, and entertainment. You could bring them photos of your house, a little floor plan,
yeah,
describe to them what you're trying to do, and they could show you some mini splits. They have some installed right there at their facility. I'll tell you, they've been in Green Valley servicing the homeowners down there for 40 years. You'll be impressed at how organized an operation they run. I would encourage you to bundle your wife up, put her in the car, and go down and grab a hot dog at Green Valley Cooling and Heating and get an education on how you can just cool that one room. We appreciate the call. I'm beginning to empathize with his feelings. I mean, I keep my house cold.
I know you do.
I keep it really cold.
Mm-hmm.
And Jennifer has quit wearing a sweater inside.
Well, congratulations.
I don't know. Now
she just wears it at the office.
I'm not sure it's something to celebrate.
Yeah. So, man, keeping the temperatures fit for each
two
one
people
can be a challenge. Mm-hmm. It really
particularly
can.
In that time of a woman's life.
Yeah.
I just kind of came out of that transition with my wife, Nancy, bless her heart, and it was problematic for both of us for quite some time. I don't envy women.
How long do you tell John, how long a road is John in for?
Oh, I think we went through it for probably 7 years, maybe 8 years. Seemed like it.
John, go get a mini split. Yeah.
It's like when we are pregnant, right? We.
Yeah, what's this we, you know?
Hey, well, now's the time of the show that we always, I'm going to ask Deanna, I see you on hold. We are going to get to you. This is your issue is one that we are high-grade experts at solving. We have a lot of experience on solving exactly what you want to talk about. But I'm going to beg your patience and ask you just to hang on, because right here at 1040 is where we always divert from the home improvement topic a little bit and talk about our Arizona Staycation, which is a segment of the show that is brought to you by Sanderson Ford, Arizona Highways Magazine, and the Arizona Office of Tourism. Before we get started, I want to do my friends a favor at Arizona Highways. They have issued an official correction to something that was in their last issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Autumn in Arizona issue. On page 13, they have a picture of a particular mushroom of which I can't pronounce, fly, as in the insect fly, separate word, agaric, A-G-A-R-I-C. It's a picture of a... In the caption, it talks about edible mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently someone has realized that that mushroom is edible only when prepared under very specific and regimented protocol.
They sent out a postcard.
Yes.
To every subscriber. I got mine the other day, and I was reading it, and it said, you know, sorry for the correction, but there was psychotropic properties to it, which leads you back to the 60s, you know, when mushroom hunting was real popular.
Now, see, Stan, I wasn't going to encourage people to do that.
I don't think Stan's encouraging anybody.
I thought it was just, you know, a pretty cool way that Arizona Highways notified people,
but
you know.
But their issue, Autumn in Arizona, and why it's better here than in Vermont. It's typical Arizona house. It's absolutely beautiful and gorgeous.
Never get tired of it.
So we have the staycation, which is something Rosie on the House started in the depths of this great recession. And we were trying to encourage people to quit taking vacations outside of Arizona. We became a huge proponent of spending locally. If we spend locally, so much more of our money stays right here in the great state of Arizona. I was convinced if we could get this going as a colossal trend, we could actually pull ourselves out of this recession quicker than any other state. We've been giving away these Arizona staycations, and boy, they're not just a staycation.
No, it's about making a memory. Make a memory for your family. You know, put down the work, let the house rest for a weekend, and go explore Arizona.
I like the memories everyone's sharing with us.
You know,
this
it's
is
great.
Like, this is like taking us on their vacation.
Right.
It's awesome.
Well, Don and Carolyn, he was our vet, and they celebrated their 49th anniversary, and they wanted to go on the train, so we set him out on a great little staycation. They took the MK, the bigger one, MKZ.
Yeah.
So anyway, they just loved the vehicle and loved the memory. They got to the train. There was balloons there waiting for them to help them celebrate.
Oh, cool.
And then they came back, and they sent us a gift.
They sure did.
They did. And Don is a poet. And he just was published in a book, and it's just full of little poems about Arizona. It's just beautiful photography, and he's quite the poet. He's written his whole life.
I guess that book will be available in some Arizona gift stores located throughout the state.
That's right. So we want to thank him for our gift
But you know what? I want to mail it back to him. He didn't sign it.
Oh, okay. Well, he's going to send you another one.
Whenever I have books from authors, I always like them to get signed. Yeah. So I'm going to mail it back to Don, ask him, please personalize it and sign it.
Well, I also want to just talk about the train for a second more.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is the time of year to really hop on board.
This is.
In mid-October, you've got the Pumpkin Patch Express. You go out on the train, and you get to 35 minutes to pick yourself a pumpkin. But they encourage the kids to dress up, and they have all kinds of activities at the depot. And it's only $20 an adult and $15 for a kid, so it's a great opportunity to get out and see the wilderness through the train. And then of course the Polar Express, and it runs all November, December, and January, but it's booking quick. So if you're serious about it, you know, sign up on thetrain.com.
one of the finest Arizona family holiday traditions you could ever start.
The Polar Express.
The Polar Express.
But you know what? You really don't need an excuse to ride the train.
No.
It's fun no matter if there's a special occasion. Every day, it just adds a new dimension to your world.
Well, wasn't it Don in his thank you note mentioned that they had seen some nice, beautiful, big game on the ride?
They did.
Yeah.
And now be the time for fall color, too.
So that could always be an additional big treat there. So this Arizona Staycation, and again, sponsored by Sanderson Ford, Arizona Highways Magazines, and our friend at the State Office of Tourism, can only be won in one place. You have to go to rosieonthehouse.com and register for it, and we pick a new name every month. Now, if you're the winner, listen to this. If you're the winner, you get to pick where you want to go and when you want to go, as long as it's in the state of Arizona. There are no blackout dates. You get to customize your own vacation. You let us know where you want to go. You go to Sanderson Ford in Glendale. You look at their demo lot of cars that they keep, and there's a big bunch of them. They took the Lincoln.
Sanderson Lincoln's participating as well.
We've had people take the F-150 Platinums,
yep.
That gorgeous F-150 pickup truck. We've had them take Expeditions. We've had them take Focus. We've had them take the Mustang. So whatever in the demo lot, you can have. And then Jennifer throws a $200 gas card in there so you don't have to pay for any gas. And then we work with our friends at Arizona Highways and Office of Tourism to get your lodging free if we can. And all your food. So register now at rosieonthehouse.com right there on the homepage.
We're going to be drawing for this month. I'll say we'll do it Tuesday. So you have a chance to get in.
Oh, this week, Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
While we're gone, we'll just have Romy do it.
I got a computer. Yeah.
We got a computer. You going to bring your computer? I'm leaving town. I wasn't going to bring my computer.
Okay.
All right, folks. It's Rosie on the House. Miss Deanna, I see your question. It is a topic Stan and I at Rosie on the House Remodeling are experts in. We have solved this issue for many, many people. I'm going to beg you to hold on. We're going to go on a short break right now, and you will be the very first person we talk to when we come back out of this commercial break. It's Rosie on the House. Y'all stay tuned. We're broadcasting live today from the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show. Come on down and say hello.